I would like to call the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of Town of Discovery Bay to order. And if I had an agenda in front of me, it's here someplace, I would move forward. Okay. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Leet and Director Pease.
So we have a forum. Any public comments? That would be a time when anybody in the audience has something they would like to bring to the board's attention that isn't on our agenda. Okay, I'm not seeing any, so we will close public comment. Consent calendar.
I'll make a motion to approve consent calendar.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any comment from the public? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great, motion passes. Area agency reports. We were going to start with the sheriff's office this evening. Hey, Tony.
Good evening, everyone.
And the rest of the sheriff's office back there?
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Bob.
So for the, what was last month, January?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. You let me know when you figure it out.
Last month, January, we had about 431 calls for service that came into the department. And we have these 43 reports, three of them are in office. So it's 43 total reports that came in for us. Real quickly looking at some real property crimes, couple of vehicles, property was left open, they got into it. The vehicle theft was basically somebody left their home, they came back, the front door was left. Possibly left unlocked, found it unlocked, car keys were missing from the dresser, and the car was missing. So they put it down as a vehicle theft slash residential burglary. Other than that, quickly, we had after some figuring and counting fingers and toes, we had 52 total traffic stops last month for the sheriff's department. Some of our traffic stops are coming up on the Byron side because of the reporting districts for dispatch. So we have to actually run a bunch of these reports and just physically go through each line and look at the physical address of where the traffic stop is, and that's how we get the count. So we're in the process of trying to correct that so it's easily done, but for what it looks like, it'll be easier to just move the road and we'll just change the program. So we just have to keep counting, and we'll give you the best numbers we can for the traffic stops. With that said, I think that's it. Is there any questions from you guys?
No, that's good.
No, thank you for the report, Tony. I appreciate it. I would just use Gronkowski for an example of if you know you're going to be gone, man, that the neighbor's watching your house.
Yes.
You guys heard about that, I guess, huh? Okay. CHP.
Hello, Board. Officer Thomas of California High Patrol. The staff we have for the month of January, I don't have December's when I went to the office to get it. Decided not to put it in my box or something. So for January, what we have in Discovery Bay, we had 4 DUI arrests, 1 arrest for hit and run, and 1 warrant arrest. The citations that were issued were 16 for speed, 2 for seatbelt, 3 for equipment, 3 for stop sign. 7 for registration, 4 other miscellaneous, 2 for right-of-way violations, and 1 for illegal passing, passing over the other one. That's what the activity we had for last month. You guys have any questions or anything for me?
Was the hit and run here in town, or was it, did you pick up somebody in the area that was from the out-of-town district?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know any details of it, so if I've been gone, I just grabbed the staff real quick.
Appreciate you doing that. Thank you for coming. Any questions, guys? Thank you for being here. Appreciate it very much.
All right, guys. Take care.
Just for the record, Supervisor Burgess's office does not have a representative here tonight. So
they
called and said they couldn't make it. So no report.
It'll be now on the next agenda, though.
E and F, we have nothing, correct?
Correct.
No liaison report, no presentations. Item G, business and action reports. Discuss possible actions, community center, swimming pool, and equipment shed. Staff, please.
Yes, I'm going to invite our parks and landscape manager, Brian, up to give you a report on this.
Tonight we're here to discuss the repairs that the community center swimming pool needs, which are many. The main items, we'll start with the circulation system. We've got a circulation system that consists of 10 jets in the pool. Four of the jets are working about 90% capacity. The other six are running about a 10% capacity. So when we're blending chemicals into the pool, we're not getting a true circulation of the pool. So when we do our manual testing, and the lifeguards are included in the manual testing, we're getting a lot of different readings, and they can go from 0 to 8.0. We should be reading somewhere in the 2 to 4 range when we start. One of our skimmers on the north side of the pool hasn't functioned since I've been here. That needs to be replaced. Actually, they're in the process of replacing them all. On the entry steps going into the pool, the shallow end on the northwest corner, we have a bomb beam issue where the bomb beam is actually pushing in and it's popping the tiles. And every time the tiles pop, I manage to put it back on, but if they're popped off when the health department comes in, they'll cite us, and if we don't repair it, we'll have to take a long time. Another issue is water leakage. We're putting 10 quarts of inch of water into the pool every day. It's pretty steady as far as that goes. We have some existing copper pipes that are in the pool equipment room, and they're corroding from the interior. Last year we had a 4-inch pipe corrode that cost us 6 days of shutdown. We still have pipes in there, and they're corroding, and they flow the copper corrosion into the pool. And when you're trying to balance the water in the pool, the copper is not good, or any metal for that matter, but copper is really detrimental to it. We also have an issue with the existing pool equipment enclosure. When I came here, the roof had been shored up, and the problem with that is you're admitting you already have a problem. So we managed to remove the roof and keep the four walls up and disguise it with paint so that looks good. But the problem with that is we have water and sunlight going into the pool area. I have covers in certain areas, but we really need to have a roof on it. The building is 30 or 40 years old. It needs to be taken down and replaced. So there's a couple issues there. One is the repairing of the pool to make it function properly and safe for people, swimmers, to be in there. We did, the guards ended up calling me up because we're getting so many different readings on chemicals. We should be pretty consistent. We managed to keep the pool going, and I think we can do that again this year. We may have some closures due to failures of the piping at some point in time. That's something we can't predict. We also need to replace our chemtrol unit, which I managed to find one on sale for $3,300. So I've already purchased that, and I'm going to install it myself. And that will save about $5,000 off the bid. What I'm seeking tonight is the approval for the funding, obviously, for the pool and or the shed. I've built in enough cost so when we go through the permit process, we can cover the permits and the ADA requirements that the county requires us. The county requires us every time we do something to this building, we add an additional 10% of ADA improvements to the building or the facility, somewhere on the facility. So that money's all built in. I've contacted every pool contractor on the DIR in Sacramento County, Contra Costa County, Alameda County, Solano County, and San Joaquin County. And two contractors showed up to bid the project, and one of the contractors, after 4 months of going back and forth, finally decided they didn't want to do the project. They were the ones that did the original plaster. in 2015, just before I got here. So I ended up with just one bid. We can do one of two things. We can put that bid and move forward with the current process, or I can send out an RFP and more than likely we'll be getting contractors from Southern California. If they want to bid on it, it's a small project.
But we didn't bid. Nobody wanted to bid on it except this one.
And then the other half of it is the shed project.
But we didn't go out to RFP. We just did the same thing, finding out what the cost would be.
It's a two-part project.
And we now have to go out to RFP.
Do all the plans and submittals to the county. Once I get the county plans approved, then I go back and bid out the foundation work to concrete contractors. I'm seeking any type of direction. I want to move forward with the pool project and the shed, or one or the other. They're kind of, grouped together.
So, first of all, I have some clarify. You have a clear. I have a clarifying question. So, how much? What are you talking about for total budget on the pool? What are you looking for?
Total budget is about $200,000,
including the tough shed.
Yes. The tough shed is about $41,000.
Yes. We can just go with
and that. Includes
yeah, I see that on the bid. Before we go any further, Ben, any public comment on this? Okay. Or let's have a discussion.
Just if I can clarify. We can't go with just the bid that we received. We got that as a thumbnail cost. We still have to go out for RFP because it's a project over $100,000.
Understood. Is the scope relatively, would this be the scope that you would go out with that Alice put together?
Yes.
Okay. So we can at least see what the scope is based on this bid. Mm-hmm. I personally feel that we need to get that pool. It's an intricate part of this community. One of the biggest things we bought at the community center, huh? A
couple of questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a few questions, but yeah. To start with, Adam's pool, so I just put a pool in myself and I did the due diligence to go out and get a bunch of bids. Mm-hmm. I had it built, but I found out a lot of pool makers or pool builders in Northern California share certain responsibilities. It's a sequence of events, elements that we are concrete, gunite, digging, plumbing, electrical, to name just a few of them. Adam's pool has the most of those elements under their roof. Adam's pool is probably one of the best I think you could be looking at, so kudos for them.
Yeah, he was very, very knowledgeable. Yeah. He told me a few things that I didn't know about the pool itself.
And, good.
I was really pleased with the way he conducted himself and coming back.
Now, did they say they don't want to be involved?
No, Adam said they would.
Adam
is the owner.
I thought they were the ones that did the work in 2015.
No, work, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
It's in the notes here.
Well, Tony's given us, we've gotten good advice from Adams from the very beginning. They have been involved with this pool since we bought the community center, actually giving us actually free consulting and stuff. I'm also a fan of Adams. I know we have to competitive bid this thing, but I would want to make sure that they were involved.
Good. So with that, I've taken the tour with you a couple of times, looked at it. The shed is not a question. It's not a hope, a wish. It's got to happen.
Yeah.
And the equipment has to be protected. It'll give us a much longer life than that. On the shed, are you looking at just a foundation, no water, just electrical into there? Are you looking
for... Well, there is water service there and electrical already.
You would plan that?
It's already there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what we're going to do, the shed is a little bit wider.
And yes.
So we're going to move it back a little bit. We're going to keep two of the walls that hold most of the equipment up and build around that.
Okay. So then moving over to the pool, my understanding is they're going to dig down, their proposal is to dig down under. Copper pipes in this soil is going to rot.
Yeah.
And so they're going to replace all the pipes.
Yeah, all the way to the equipment.
Everything.
Yeah.
So all the skimmers, all the pipes, everything is all copper's remodeled throughout.
Yeah, they actually have to sandblast the pool out faster, remove all the tile, all the steps, all the guardrails and everything. And they have to jackhammer a hole in the bottom of the pool so they can get pipes down to the returns.
Yes.
So it's quite a project.
Sure. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
So is this the end all as far as you're concerned? Because I know we've been piecemealing this even before I got on the board, 10,000 here, 15,000 there. Is this the one that's going to put that pool up into a caliber, a 15 or 20 year life or 10 year?
The piping will, but you'll still be replacing equipment like pumps and controllers and common failures of
normal wear and tear.
I went through 3 chemical pumps last year for chlorine alone.
How come?
$100 a piece. I'm assuming that because of the leakage and usage that we're pumping more chlorine than we should.
So this will stop that from having to happen, is what we're thinking.
This will make the pool safe for people to go in it.
This will modernize the pool.
I can't tell you right now that the pool is 100% safe for people to go swim in.
As it is.
As it is.
How long is this project?
They're going to start it. Well, if we're to go with Adams, they would start permit process now and be ready to go in September and hopefully complete before the end of next year.
So we lose it for the entire summer?
No.
We're going to
run the pool the way it is unless we have a problem and have to shut it or the county shuts us down. Because we get health inspected all the time.
So, the start date for the project would be?
September. We're going to close the pool and it's Labor Day.
Okay.
That'll be the last day in the start of the pool. But even though I've bid the project out to 4 contractors and only one showed up, this is going to delay the process based on how long.
You've already bid the project out to 4 contractors and only got 1 bid back?
Yes.
Why do I have to go back out?
How does that process work, Rod?
He's using the term bid liberally. He didn't actually bid the project, is my understanding. There was no publication, there was no RFP, there was no bid package proposal that was prepared. My understanding is he did what you did for your backyard. Went around, called individuals, got some numbers, told them what you wanted, had them come out and inspect, had 4 people that were planning on, only one showed up. So, I would anticipate that you put out a formal RFP for a public agency. These companies people know that you're obligated. They're not just given, the pool company that he's used now has given him free information, has given him free work.
Correct.
I'd like to see RFP go out on this and get firm pricing for it so the board can make a decision, but I'm in favor of doing something that's going to, unfortunately, substantial funds to get the pool to where it's. We're not doing this every year, $40,000 a year. My personal opinion, I don't know, I imagine we have to make a motion for it, is that we direct staff to move forward with an RFP and go to bid. That's what I'd like to see. I don't know how the rest of my colleagues feel about it.
I thought you stated that in the form of a motion. Is that in the form of a motion?
As long as it's okay for me to make a motion. Make a motion as the president, but we're a little short-handed tonight, so.
That's why I jumped in, because you said I'd like to see a motion.
So. I would make that in the form of a motion that we have staff move forward with an RFP and get bids on this project. And you still have a discussion about moving that. But we have to get a second.
So I would second.
Okay. More discussion?
It's essential for the community center in the next 10-year plan. I think this is an investment that we cannot, it will cost us more to shut it down or remove it.
The biggest concern I would have then is just to make sure that we've done our due diligence on the design. So if we go out for an RFP, we're going to ask for particular pieces. And I know you've got a kind heart. And you're going to look at trying to save the city money. And this is not the time necessarily to shortchange ourselves. So I think we need to make sure, as a town, as staff, take a look and say, have we looked at the things that are necessary and not trying to save $2,000 or $3,000 when, in fact, that would extend the life of that pool or the usage of that pool. So I'm just concerned. Let's make sure that RFP, however we do that.
Let me ask this question about the RFP. When the RFP goes out, do we... is it so specific that people don't give us their opinion on options? I mean, we want somebody, Adams for some missed a component that somebody else feels would be a good time to do that. Is that invitation to occur within the RFP?
You would have to give the same information to all the other bidding contractors so that they can...
Understood.
Yeah. Because it's time to convert us all. Versus a
get out of the chlorine business?
I don't know if that works on a commercial basis.
I wouldn't even consider that. I went through the analysis for months on that, and salt has its own issues. And I think it's something you probably aren't going to want. You know, every 4 or 5 years, there's certain elements you have to change out. When in fact, salt only produces, the whole purpose of the salt pool is it produces chlorine. It creates chlorine, so why not just put chlorine into it?
Rod, how does that process work so we make sure that we're, that without hiring a consultant to tell us what we need for the pool, you know, that would be the other option, I guess.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So you could draft an RFP in one of two ways. You could draft an RFP, we need our pool rehab, come in and tell us what we need. That'd be the generic nature of an RFP, and then you'd have people come in, and they'd come in and inspect and figure out which one's right. That's going to give you a wide range of what people want to do. Everybody's going to have a little bit different opinion. What I expect or what I'm understanding would be done is your manager here has knowledge of the pool, and he's going to say, this needs to be replaced, this needs to be replaced, this needs to be replaced, and those three items are going to be in the RFP. If by chance somebody comes out and says, hey, gosh, you don't need to replace that, I would hope your manager is going to come back and say, well, gosh, I reviewed it with three different companies, and they've all said I was wrong and I didn't need that replaced. Or said another way is, gosh, I wasn't including this item. Somebody came out and said, or all three people that came out and looked at it said, yeah, that item needs to be replaced. So I try to draft an RFP that had the elements in there so you get apples to apples comparison. You don't want an open book, but when he meets with them or when you have the pre-bid walk or any of that, I would suggest that he make the statement, hey, gosh, we're interested in other opinions. If you see anything else that needs to be fixed, we want to make sure this pool runs and is effective for our community and meets health standards. Mike points out a really good point. Remember that every RFP, almost every one that we see, has a contingency in it for additional work product that may otherwise come out of the process.
Okay.
Good
any
point,
further discussion or concerns by the board?
No.
So all those in favor of the motion to direct staff to move forward with an RFP, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, there you go.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Sure.
I know it's been difficult. Item two. Oh, another manager gets to come up and talk to us. Matt.
All right. Okay, so good evening. For you is a staff report for the 2018 program activities and event fee waivers. Per town policy, the general manager may waive or modify on a case-by-case basis upon the findings of public interest. Facility usage fees and any modifications shall be summarized at the next available board agenda. This year's programs and activities include Bridge on the Lake, Senior Duplicate Bridge, Hand and Foot, Senior Duplicate Bridge, Boy Scouts, Troop 514, Weekend Meetings, Resisting Aggression Defensively or the RAD Program, the Lions Club Annual Easter Egg Hunt, the Lions Club / Chamber Holiday Parade, and Breakfast with Santa. Just for a note, the Bridge on the Lake is a historical program. Hand and Foot is historical. The Boy Scouts is historical. The RAD program is new as of last year. The Lions Club is historical, and the Chamber is historical. Staff recommends the acceptance of the 2018 program's activities and event fees waived by the general manager in the amount of $15,300. So, as I've done before, questions?
My first question is, are you saying that we're waiving $15,000 worth of fees?
If you were to charge all of the fees that are in our schedule to all of these groups, that would be the amount.
So
I got an issue.
As well. I think we had issues last year, but in some cases, the bridge groups.
The bridge group, we did start the MOU, we're doing a dollar now.
I think it's wonderful, and if you were to charge them full price, they would probably vacate the premises.
Correct.
And I think that's what we're going to find is, in some cases, it's not that we lost the $15,000 we wouldn't have had it. But you've also got another clause in there that says that if the room is rented out or needed,
correct,
that they vacate. And
they vacate.
Money talks. Okay, so I think we're protecting, that's what we went through last year.
Yeah. So here's what my issue is. It's unfair to the to the organizations within the town of Discovery Bay that would want to use this place. Because if you don't have an ongoing program, but yet you have a need for a one-time meeting throughout the year, you don't have the same advantage that somebody that uses it all the time. And if we're not getting anything for it, it costs us money to have it open. So what's the why are we giving this away for free? I mean, I have to.
Question to me or to?
I'm talking to the board.
These are one-time events, except for the bridge.
Well, okay.
So if it helps, the general manager has the ability to waive other fees. So if another group did come in and say, hey, you know, any chance that we could get that, if it's for the benefit of the community, the general manager has the ability to waive that, but it still has to come to the board for final approval.
Which means that it would have to be something that would be submitted at least 30 days in advance in order to make it to a meeting and be approved for the just the way the system works.
Right.
I wish I could see the list, but I don't have iAnnotate on my iPad's been messed up since we got it redone, and I can't find anything on my. I don't have a list of the. I do not have a report that I can read here, so thank you.
Hand me your tab. You want to hand me your tablet?
It just, iAnnotate doesn't work anymore.
No problem.
You can't get it. So let me read this just real briefly. So my frustration is more with my iPad than it is with this report. Let me just make that clear to you, Mac, right now, okay?
I'd like to
follow
along with you.
While you're reading that, an important note is that our general manager has looked at each of these waivers and approved them.
And they're historical, yes.
Yes. I mean, that's a good note.
This is so they don't have to come independently, and you have to listen to this each time. These are the customary ones that always would come before you individually, but we're grouping them together at this point.
Yes.
So why can't I say yes?
Okay, so this helps a lot to be able to look at what it is. I mean, I know you read them off, and I appreciate that, Mac, but for me to really look at this and see what the impact is one by one, it sounds like a lot when you get to the end, but either Boy Scouts will find a church to meet at if they're not meeting here, and there's no... And I think it's great that we support Boy Scouts, so I'm kind of contradicting myself as I go along here.
Right. With the Scouts, don't forget they do projects here, so
and they
it
have
may
also,
not be a dollar amount, but they may do
they've done Eagle Scout projects for us at some of our parks and some of the other things, so it comes back to us in the long run.
Butterfly.
So I think, so the biggest place that we're really giving money away is in the bridge clubs.
But I don't see it as money lost because it would be vacant. And the fact that they're in the daytime, the facility is open, so it's costing us nothing.
Well, let me ask you this. Do they charge their players to come play?
So the Wednesday group does not. They're very informal. They've been meeting here, I guess, since the place opened. The Saturday, we wouldn't technically be open, so that's where you do want to generate revenue, in my opinion, which is why we started with the MOU and go, okay, rather than come in and go full price right away, let's start with $1 a player, which was the agreement, and then next year you can do $2 and $3 and $4, you could gradually start chipping away at it, so that at a certain point in time, maybe you minimized it 50%
well, okay.
Or whatever.
But if they're just a bunch of people getting together to play cards.
The Wednesday group, yes.
That's great. If they're a club that makes money and, I mean, not profitable, but collects money for their expenses. In other words, they collect money from every player for every time they come and play. Well, then that's a different kind of a different story. We don't know what the Saturday group does, though, huh? We don't know if they charge their players for coming to play.
They don't charge to come to play, other than now they're charging each player a dollar.
Each one comes in and throws a buck in the jar when they come in to pay for their thing. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So it's at least offsetting, they're here, the lights are on, staff is here, we're at least making some revenue. Now, again, when we have other events that are paying or whatever, they get bumped, they know that.
We don't have any Zumba or anything else going on Saturday mornings, yoga or anything?
Not on Saturday mornings.
So I would make a motion. Do we accept the waivers as the general manager has identified?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you for bearing with me on that and explaining it to me, Mac. I appreciate it. Item three.
Okay. This item for your considered approval is a revised Stantec proposal for preparing an operation and maintenance manual for our wastewater treatment plants. The original proposal was brought before you at the last board meeting. You did not approve the proposal because it did not adequately address several issues that members considered important to the town. The revised proposal appears to fix those concerns. Staff report contains the details. The revised proposal is before you, and I'm available to answer your questions.
Let me just ask a very general question, and then cut to the chase. Is everything that we discussed here last, did they meet all of our concerns? And if they didn't, would you please point out what they did not meet?
It appears to me they met all of our concerns. There was a lot of discussion and back and forth and things mentioned and then unmentioned. And so based on what staff could collect, we believe that they met all of the conditions. In fact, originally when they submitted the revised proposal to us, they had a 1-year notice of letting us know if they were going to no longer host our IOM at their site. We went back and listened to the tape, and we found that it was a 2-year notice, actually mentioned by Director Mayer, and we told them they needed to come back and have that corrected, and they did. So we think, as staff goes, that they fixed everything. They included all of those items.
So the only concern I would have is the one, Director Pease was the one who had the issue that wanted to go face-to-face, and I thought that he wanted to have a meeting with them. And that could have been in the committee. Did that happen?
He indicated that if the conditions were met, that he didn't have to have the meeting. He was okay without having the meeting. I asked that specific question because I wanted Greg to know whether or not he needed to have somebody here. Because Greg kind of caught in the middle of the question
was really to make sure that we get the right price, not that we get the directed piece.
Yeah, and because we're not addressing the options,
yeah,
it's not important to have that leverage that we were kind of talking about before.
Okay.
That's my understanding. Am I mis-
yes. Now we did, what you will be approving is the project as well. So we have the Stantec proposal, but I've also asked money to be put into the project bin for. There may be contingencies that we don't know, et cetera.
But not to address the options. These are not to address.
Well, there's a figure for the option if the but
this that's would not be part something of contingency.
No.
Right.
And that would be something that would have to come back to the
whole
board again
to be here for that, right?
To approve it.
Say that one more time.
The option that's still left on the table is the SCADA system programming for the IOM links, where they incorporate the SCADA. That is not what we are approving tonight, but we're saying that that's in the overall project should you decide at a later time to renegotiate that and move forward.
As an additional cost.
Correct.
And are we also looking at in this one here, you're saying to go forward with the project, that's what we're approving tonight, with the price that we had talked about last
time? Right, it was $180,000 for the book manual and the IOM, the interactive.
And can I just add, who's on the committee? You are. So
that started at 240.
You believe that,
so
do you believe that if Director Pease got a guest director?
I believe that all of his concerns
were, didn't have that concern.
I believe that all of his concerns were met. I honestly believe that all of Director Pease's concerns were met, and I believe Mike was in the same meeting, and I think we're both of the same mind.
Yeah.
That is correct, and he will be satisfied with that. I didn't have a chance to talk to him before he left town, but he was instrumental in the negotiations, and I think he'll be happy with what's been accomplished.
Good, thank you. Good, that's all the questions I have.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the revision.
And I'll second.
A motion has been made and seconded. Is there any public discussion on that? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've just got a curiosity. You're going to purchase a $180,000 manual and you're only going with one bidder.
This is something we'll discuss in the staff meeting.
Okay.
Thanks. Hearing no other discussion, I will close public discussion and call for the vote. All those in favor of aye. Opposed? None. Let's move forward with this much needed project.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you know, I put everything away. I thought I was done. All that I do with my old agenda. Okay, so what did I do? What's next?
Manager's report.
Manager's report. Here it is. I'm sorry. My bad. Director's reports. Any standing committee reports? We have not met since the last meeting. Have you guys any other standing committee meetings? Communications? Did you guys meet?
Yes, today the communications committee met. We discussed the 2000 or the 20-year anniversary of our town and plans on that, and it was a good meeting.
I will report that the board of directors did participate in the State of the Town Gala, and I can say that I think a good time was had by all. It was a well-done event. It's important for us to be part of the community, and it was great to have the whole board represented there. We were acknowledged and represented along with other public officials from our area, so it's a good thing to be a part of, and we appreciate the chamber putting that event on, being a part of it. Bill, did you have any meetings that you went to the board?
I did attend, actually, Monday night, the ECC FPD regular meeting.
Yep.
A couple of highlights. They did a midterm budget and expenditures report, and they are actually under budget for three stations. So that's good news. I know we've heard nothing but bad news about the ECC FPD. That's good. They've got it under control for the budget. Their staffing right now is budgeted for 39. They are at 35, and that's where they expect to stay for the time being. They did present, Chief Helmut presented a need for creating a business services manager position, which would be included in the 35 people. And the board, there was one absent, so it's a 9-member board. They voted 7-1. There was one that proposed it. But it was good, the discussion between the group. They also have been working diligently to rewrite their bylaws. They have a lot of old 17th version copies of their original bylaws. So they've had a committee that went off and worked on that. It was presented, and they want to do a little more work on it, just finite on the details. They went line item by line item Monday night, which drew the meeting out a little bit longer than normal. The last piece that they presented was at the May meeting, for those that are interested. It was originally scheduled for May 7th. They've changed it to May 14th because of the conflict with too many members. They didn't have a quorum, and that was it.
So their staffing, one of the challenges that district has had because of the pay and because of the instability is maintaining personnel. They're pretty confident that they're going to be able to maintain their personnel without a whole lot of turnover.
They believe they can. But it doesn't mean it won't. Right. We were so far. We our county ECC FPD were so low in the fired salaries.
I understand.
And the last meeting, I think, or the meeting before, they did approve an increase on the with the unions,
right.
And it brought them not up to the bottom of the low end, but much closer to the rest of the group, and they believe that's going to help.
And the other question I had was, just for anybody that's listening, an informational piece that we are going to be going to a public, it's going to be an elected board, and there's going to be a special election for that coming up in, we just got a notification from Chief about that, but there's a special election coming up.
That's a mail.
Okay, and it'd behoove the public to become aware of who's running and make wise choices for all of us out here in East County.
Well, that election will happen in November. This all mail is to reduce the board from 9 to 5 and to do a at-large. Am I saying that
right?
I believe so.
At-large. Yeah. Okay.
And the at-large is blue, but that's what was voted on.
Thank you for that report. Any other reports for the good of the cause?
The MAC?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You can talk. Okay. The general manager and Chris and myself attended the All MAC meeting, which is the municipal advisory committees from the area of which we have that responsibility to the Board of Supervisors. It's a Board of Supervisor meeting. It was run by Supervisor Diane Burgess, and it was attended by Knights and Byron, Byron Bethany, and ourselves, I believe, with the four. Bethel Island and ourselves were the ones that were represented. And we discussed primarily the transient tax issues, the for better lack of term, Airbnb type of situation that we're, that's occurring pretty extensively throughout the area, and how the county is going to address that, and they wanted input from us for that. But also, it was good to sit with our compadres in the local county agencies and regions that are supported by the county here in our area, because we don't always get a chance to do that, and it's always fun to sit with those guys and hear their perceptions of who we are. So enough said. Anything you want to add to that? Okay. Good meeting. I encourage the supervisor to continue to have those, because I think it's good for us to work together with our community partners. General manager report.
No report.
You're not even on here, Rod. You have anything you want to say?
No, I took myself off some time ago, because like I always said, it was a pleasure to be here, pleasure to be seen. I have nothing to report.
Okay. Correspondence is listed. Future agenda items? Hearing none. Council, please address the closed session.
Thank you. Based on tonight's attendance and due to two absent board members, we're going to move all closed session items to the next meeting.
Very good. I approve. I mean, I agree. Excuse me. And so there's no closed session, and we're not. That means we will not return to open session. And so therefore, meeting's adjourned.